请弟兄姊妹打开启示录第十四章。
Please turn with me to Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章第四节。
Revelation 14 verse 4.
我们就读中间的那一句话。
And we'll read just the phrase in the middle of that verse, the sentence in the middle of that verse.
这里说羔羊无论往哪里去他们都跟随他。
These are the ones who follow the lamb wherever he goes.
我想请读中文的弟兄姊妹啊跟我读一遍然后英文的再读一遍。
We'll read it all together in Chinese once and then we'll read it all together in English.
我们把这个他们呢改成我们好吧。
And we'll change, these to we.
那么希望弟兄姊妹每一个人都开口读好吧。
And I hope that everyone can open their mouths to read it together.
这句话很容易记。希望你牢记。
This is a phrase, a sentence that's easy to memorize and I hope that we can keep it in our hearts.
来中文的先来。
We'll do it in Chinese first.
羔羊无论往哪里去我们都跟随他。
We are the ones who follow the lamb wherever he goes.
我们知道今年啊这个西安特会。
You know that this year's WCCC,
这个主题呢就是这一句话。
The main theme for the conference is this sentence.
我们知道这是在末后时代啊也是圣灵要吹的最主要的号角。
And this is a reminder to all of us living in the end times.
那我觉得这个非常重要。
And I feel this is very important.
所以今天早晨呢我愿意就着这个点和弟兄姊妹再有加强的一个交通。
And I want to emphasize this point even more this morning.
我们都知道启示录啊是圣经最后的启示。
We know that the book of Revelation is the last revelation in the Bible.
这也是为了末了的时代啊最重要的一个启示。
And this is also a revelation that is most important for those living in the end times.
当然在开头的时候约翰告诉我们这是耶稣基督的启示。
At the beginning of the book, John tells us that this is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以约翰把我们的注意力首先吸引在主的身上。
So John immediately places the focus on Jesus Christ.
是的整本启示录都是耶稣基督的启示。
And it's true that the entire book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
但是当我们进入它的内容的时候
But when we dive deeper into the narrative,
我们发现启示录是用两个形象来启示主耶稣的。
We can see that the book of Revelation uses two images to depict Jesus Christ.
在第一章到第三章的里面
Chapters 1 through 3,
我们看见他所用的是人子的形象。
We see that he uses the image of the Son of Man.
他用人子的意象呢，是为着教会。
And he uses the image of the Son of Man to represent the, to speak to the church.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important thing.
这说明教会在地上就是人子的表现。
And this speaks to the fact that the church on earth is to manifest the image of the Son of Man.
这个我想若是主许可将来我们有机会再好好的来交通它。
And this particular point, if the Lord wills, we'll dive into deeper in the future.
那么从第四章以后
And chapter 4 and on,
我们看见他乃是用羔羊的形象那么来启示耶稣基督。
John uses the revelation of the image of the lamb.
而这个羔羊的形象呢是为着每一个圣徒的。
And this lamb of God is for every individual Christian.
所以弟兄姊妹要很清楚人子的意象是为着团体的。
So the image of the Son of Man is for the purpose of the church.
而羔羊的意象是为了个人。
Whereas the image of the Lamb is for us individually.
所以我们作为一个蒙恩得救的基督徒
，for a born and reborn Christian.
那么这个形象是给我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
And this image is for each one of us.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important thing.
感谢主。
We thank God.
在圣经的里面
，that in the Bible,
主耶稣呢没有留下画像。
That Jesus did not leave a picture of himself.
当然那个时候还没有照相机，所以也没有留下什么相片。
So there is no painting or picture of what he looks like.
因为我们的神不让我们注意他那个外表的东西。
And the reason is the Lord Jesus does not want us to focus on his outward appearance.
虽然在教会历史上很多人试着给主耶稣画像。
Even though throughout church history people have tried to paint a picture of what Jesus might look like.
也有很多人试着演主耶稣。
And some people will try to even act out what Jesus...
这个都不是主的心意。
And this is not in God's desire.
也没有一个画像，没有一个人能够代表主。
And there's no painting, there's no person who can truly manifest who Jesus is.
因为主所以这样做是为了叫我们注意他的形象。
And this is the purpose of this is so that we can focus on the image of who he is.
所以一般来讲呢，我们提到形象说，是指他的性情和他的性格说的。
So when we speak of the image, we are talking about his character, his nature, and his disposition.
这是指的他里面的丰富说的。
And it speaks of his inner abundance.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank God.
所以圣经呢那么要让我们注意的是他的形象。
So the Bible wants us to focus on the image.
而我们知道呢基督实在是太伟大了。
We know that Jesus is so awesome.
Great. 太丰富了。
He's full of abundance.
所以如果今天呢圣经是讲我们要效法基督对吧
And today the Bible tells us to imitate Christ.
对基督徒来讲实在有和他的困难。
And for us to do that, it's quite difficult.
所以有人这样说有人那样说。
Some people will say this or have ideas on how to do that.
因为他实在太伟大太丰富了。
But the Lord is just too great and too abundant for us to imitate.
我们可以说我们难以完全了解他。
And we can't say that we fully, can grasp or understand this.
连使徒保罗得到这么大启示的一个人。
And even the Apostle Paul, who was one who had so much revelation.
在腓立比书第三章里面。
In Philippians chapter 3.
在监牢里他还要大声地呼喊说什么，使我认识基督。
While he was in prison, he would write that I may know him.
因为基督的意义是无边无界的，是无限量。
Because Christ is, is an infinite God.
所以我们如果这样来效法他是有困难的。
So for us to imitate him like this, it's quite difficult.
所以感谢主。
So we thank God.
在启示录里面。
In the book of Revelation.
到了末了的时代。
In the end time.
神用羔羊的形象让我们来跟随。
God used this image of the lamb in order for us to follow him.
这羔羊就是基督，基督就是羔羊。
The lamb is Christ, and Christ is the lamb.
但是羔羊是一个简单的形象。
But the lamb is a very simple image.
我们要学基督不容易，你学羔羊就比较容易。
It's hard to learn Christ, but it's easier to learn the lamb.
所以你在教会里你对初信的人甚至对一个孩子说你说基督你要跟随基督这个非常困难。
If you were to tell one of the kids in the Sunday school or a new Christian say you are to follow Christ, they won't understand what you mean.
Yeah, 你如果对他们讲说主耶稣就是羊羔小小的羊羔。
But if you were to describe and say Christ is this small lamb,
这是不是变得比较容易接受呢？
Isn't this easier for us to accept?
这个容易明白。
It's easier for us to understand.
容易记住。
It's easier for us to remember.
也非常容易分辨。
And it's easier for us to discern.
我告诉弟兄姊妹，在我们的西安特会里曾经发生这么一件事情。
And I'll tell brothers and sisters something that happened during the WCCC this year.
因为在洛杉矶啊，有人呢把这个福音朋友还没信主的人也带到我们这个特会里来了。
During that conference, there were people who brought people who did not know the Lord, gospel friends.
我们一般都知道西安特会的信息是比较深的。
We all know that the topic and the theme for the WCCC is usually a more spiritually heavy.
不适合这些还没有相信主的人。
And it's probably not appropriate for those who don't know God.
但是这一次因为我们讲的是羔羊。
But this time because the topic is on the lamb.
所以有一天晚上那么聚完会之后。
There was one evening after the last session.
一个弟兄回到他的那个宿舍里面的时候。
There was a brother who went back to his dorm.
他发现两个年轻人。
He noticed two young people.
是还没有信主的。
They did not know the Lord yet.
他们回到房间里。
They went back to their dorm room.
两个人趴在地上。
They were both kneeling on the ground.
痛哭流泪的悔改。
And they were repenting with a heavy heart.
啊，后来那里地方的一些负责弟兄们来看。
And because of the tears in their repentance, the brothers came to see what was going on.
哇，他们都非常惊讶。
And they were all amazed.
他说我们几十年没看过这样的情形。
He said, in decades, we've never witnessed something like this.
人竟然会这样痛哭流泪的悔改。
That someone would repent with tears and with a heavy heart.
弟兄姊妹们，感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, thank God.
这个羔羊的形象。
That the image of the lamb.
连这些还没有接受主的人，福音朋友，他也能接受。
That these people who did not know God before, these gospel friends were able to accept Jesus.
所以神怜恤我们。
So the Lord is merciful to us.
他知道我们要跟随这么一位伟大又丰富的主不太容易。
God knows that it is difficult for us to follow this infinite great Christ.
所以他就给我们一个简单的形象。
So he's given us a simple image to follow.
主是被杀的羔羊。
That Christ is the lamb that was slain.
这个就叫我们非常容易记住，对不对？
And this allows us to remember.
我希望这些日子每个弟兄姊妹里面都有羔羊的形象。
I hope that in these days we would always have the image of the lamb in our mind.
在你的生活中，
in our lives,
你只要跟随羔羊，
we just need to follow the lamb.
一切事情发生的时候，
no matter what circumstances,
你要看见羔羊，
we need to see the lamb.
你跟随羔羊，
we need to follow the lamb.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
这是主在末后时代中间给神的儿女们一个最重要的启示。
This is a very important revelation that God has given his people in the end time.
我再说这个启示是为着每一个基督徒的个人。
I'll say again that this image is for every individual Christian.
因为我们看见羔羊，我们有很多东西就很容易学。
So when we see the lamb, there are a lot of lessons that we can learn.
啊，我想今天早晨呢，利用这个机会啊，我再把跟随羔羊的我们当学习的一些点，那么和弟兄姊妹们交通一下。
And I'd like to speak this morning upon a couple of points in which we can learn lessons regarding the lamb.
当然也许你可以在主跟前思想的更多。
And maybe you can come up with even more points.
但是我把一些重要的点呢提出来和弟兄姊妹们交通一下。
But I'd like to point out a couple of important points for brothers and sisters to consider.
第一个点我们在特会曾经讲过，这个羔羊所表现的是他的微小。
And the first point that we also mentioned during the conference is that the lamb is very small.
特别在启示录里面。
Particularly noted in Revelation.
啊，那个羊羔是一个小小的羊羔。
The lamb that it speaks of is a small lamb.
在希腊文里面特别强调它的微小。
And in the original Greek, it really emphasizes how small and insignificant that lamb is.
所以这告诉我们，你要跟随羔羊，学羔羊，第一个你要微小自己。
And the first point tells us that if in order for us to follow the Lamb, we have to make ourselves very small.
你知道在不仅在世界上，今天在教会里，人很容易自高自大。
Not only in the church, but in the world, people, it's easy for us to lift ourselves up, to make ourselves big.
但主给我们的形象是微小的形象。
But the image that God has given us is to be small.
啊，那么他是一个一岁的羔羊。One year.
Oh, it mentions that the lamb is just but one year old.
那一岁的羔羊，很小的一个羊羔啊。
That it's just a one year old lamb.
当然，这个一岁也告诉我们说呢，它是一个这个生命力很活泼的。
However, it says that this one year old lamb is full of life.
很新鲜的。
And is fresh.
啊，我们曾经在聚会里讲到。
And we've mentioned this in meetings before.
神不要那个老羊。
The Lord does not want the old sheep.
不过弟兄姊妹，这不是指的年长弟兄姊妹说的。
This does not speak of our chronological age, physical age.
这指的生命的状态说的。
This speaks of speaks of our life.
我倒看有很多青年弟兄姊妹很像老羊。
I see some of our youth who are like old sheep.
很多年长弟兄姊妹反而像小羊。
But yet some of the elderly among us are like that youthful sheep.
所以我们要明白这个意义。
So we have to understand this meaning.
他在主跟前永远是生命新鲜活泼的。
That forever before the Lord, that the life of that lamb is full of life and energy.
并且他是非常的简单。
And is very simple.
我常常感觉哈。这个今天的地上的教会把主的工作弄得太复杂了。
I often feel that God's work in the church today, we've made it too complicated.
我们永远要记得。
We always need to remember.
我们的神是简单的神。
Our God is a simple God.
The simplicity of God 一定要牢记在心。
We have to keep in our hearts the simplicity of God.
侍奉主要朝着简单的方向走。
When we serve, we need to take the path of simplicity.
跟随主要朝着简单的方向走。
When we follow the Lord, we need to follow with a simple heart.
啊，非常的重要。
This is very important.
所以你看见我们的眼如果定睛在这只羔羊身上。
So if we fixate our sight on the lamb.
这已经有给我们很多宝贵的功课可以在主面前来学。
Immediately we see a lot of precious lessons that we need to learn.
那么当然第二个重点。
And the second point.
我们要讲就是这个羔羊呢是善良的。
Is that this lamb is kind.
啊，你看一个小小的羊羔，羊本来就是一个很善良的动物。
And the lamb is supposed to be a very kind animal.
那么一只小羊呢，更是不会叫人惧怕，对不对？
And this little lamb does not strike fear in anyone.
这说明什么呢？这个羊羔它是绝对不会伤害别人的。
It speaks of the fact that this little lamb would never do harm to others.
啊，那么用在我们基督徒生命的经历里面。
Now, applying that to our spiritual life.
就说明我们不跟随血气。
This reminds us that we cannot live according to our emotions.
Flesh.
The fleshly emotions.
所有的血气都是不善良的。
And all of these, natural emotions are not kind.
啊，所以我们基督徒呢，不是豺狼虎豹。
So we are not like, lions.
啊，你必须要。必须要表现的是什么？是羔羊。
But what we need to live out is the life of a lamb.
基督徒的生命如果像主，他是不伤害别人。
The Christian life should be like God, one who does no harm to others.
非常善良。
Very kind.
所以你看，你眼中如果有这么一只羊羔。
So in your sight, you see this lamb.
你不论碰到什么样的环境。
No matter what circumstances you are in.
你记得。是羔羊。
You remember, it is the lamb.
这对我们就非常的有帮助。
Then it brings us a lot of help.
另外呢，这个羔羊是纯洁的。
And the next point is that the lamb is pure.
在旧约圣经里面。
In the Old Testament.
以色列人在旷野牧羊。
When the Israelites were in the wilderness shepherding,
我们知道他们牧羊最大的目的呢, 就是要把羊献给神。
And their main purpose in shepherding is to sacrifice the sheep.
但是呢, 并不是这一个羊圈里面所有的羊呢, 都可以献祭。
But it's not to say that all of the sheep in the flock can be sacrificed.
所以当这只羊被带到祭司跟前去的时候,
So when this lamb is brought to the priest,
必须接受祭司严格的检验。
It has to go through a very detailed inspection by the priest.
他要把这个毛扒开来看看里面有没有斑点。
So the priest has to scan through the skin and between the hairs, looking at the skin to see if there's blemishes.
所以我们的主被称作是无瑕无疵的羔羊。
So our God has been deemed the spotless and perfect lamb.
只有这个才能怎么样献在祭坛上。
Only in this can be worthy of being offered on the altar.
所以这个羊必须是纯洁的。
So this lamb has to be perfect.
弟兄姊妹们,
So brothers and sisters,
我们的主是无瑕无疵的羔羊。
Our Lord is a spotless and perfect lamb.
他可以被献在祭坛上。
And he can be offered on the altar.
而我们呢, 充满斑点的，充满这个瑕疵的。
But for us, we are full of blemishes and imperfections.
所以我们是需要经过检验的过程。
So we have to go through this process of being inspected.
我们经过一个检验的过程。
We, after going through this inspection,
主救赎我们。
God saves us.
把这些斑点瑕疵除掉。
And he takes away the blemishes, the imperfections. Then we can be the Lamb of God.
所以呢, 神的要求,
so the requirement of God is that the Lamb is perfect.
所以当我们读四福音书的时候,
so when we read the four Gospels,
我们看见主耶稣最后的三年半,
we see that the last 3.5 years of Jesus'
他经过无数人的检验,
life, he went through a lot of tests.
那么那些犹太人呢, 我们可以晓得他们是最会挑剔的人。
And the Jews were ones who were very picky and were always judgmental.
大家都知道这个犹太人呢, 我们都说犹太人很小气啊, 又很刻薄啊, 这个就是非常的 picky。
We often generalize that the Jews are very cheap and stingy.
当然犹太人中也有好人啊。But
of course they have a lot of good qualities.
但是我们看见主耶稣行走在他们中间的时候啊。But
when the Lord Jesus was living among them,
他们天天的在那里窥探他。They
were constantly looking at the Lord under a microscope.
有时候他们自己不去还打发些人去。And
sometimes if they didn't go themselves, they would send some others to
看看他,
check on him.
看看他在做什么, 他在讲什么。
To see what he was saying, what he was doing.
要抓他的把柄,
to try to reveal any imperfections.
感谢主,
but thank God.
他是无瑕无疵的羔羊,
he is the spotless and blameless lamb. And so they could find no imperfections in him.
所以连那仆人们回来都说, 哇, 他讲话很有权柄啊。
So when the people would return, they would say, wow, he speaks with power and authority.
这些祭司们, 这些文士法利赛人就非常不高兴。
And so these Pharisees, they were quite upset.
最后送到比拉多面前。
And they finally brought him before Pilate.
比拉多宣告说什么, 我查不出这个人身上有什么罪。
And what did Pilate say? He said that I can find no fault in this man.
最后被钉在十字架上。
And finally he was nailed to the cross.
哇, 白夫长说, 这真是神的儿子。
And Pilate would even say this is truly the Son of God.
他实在是个义人。
That he is a righteous man.
所以连我们的主在地上的一生都要经过什么考验, 对不对?
So throughout our life we are going through this test.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你现在从羔羊身上明白一件事情。
So now we can draw from the life of the Lamb.
我们生活里面,
in our life,
很多人在我们的周围呢,
a lot of people around us are all inspecting us.
或者说呢,
or we are inspecting each other.
啊, 那么,
so don't despair.
你看为什么人这样挑剔你,
why is it that people are constantly examining you?
为了叫你成为神的羔羊。
It's for the purpose of making you worthy to be the Lamb of God.
如果你这样想，你看你就安息多了，对不对啊？
So if you think of it from this perspective, then it'll bring you a lot of peace.
你就不会觉得这个人在旁边很讨厌。
You won't feel like this person is next to me is so annoying.
为什么整天盯着我？
They're always judging me.
啊，所以有的时候夫妻生活也是这样。
And sometimes the relationship between husband and wife.
哇，那个盯起来说更厉害。
Sometimes that criticism is hurts.
Okay. Yeah, really hurts.
Sometimes it really hurts.
但是呢，你要有个感觉什么呢？这是在检验。
But we have to think of it from the perspective that this is an inspection, an exam.
神把一个特别的 inspector 放在你旁边。
The Lord has placed a specific inspector next to you.
你想想看，我们的一生充满着许许多多的斑点污秽，对不对？
If you think of our lives, it's full of imperfections.
但是我们要记得，这个对我们是拯救。
But we have to remember this inspection is salvation to us.
我们这个人呢，是多么的诡诈，我们多么喜欢把自己呢，把它包藏得很好，对不对？
And as human beings, we're so evil, we try to hide our blemishes.
我们都希望别人看我们呢，哎呀，是个善良的人。
We put all of our skeletons in the closet so other people can see that you are such a good person.
我们希望别人看我们是一个爱主的人。
At church, we want to display to everyone that I'm someone who loves God.
我们希望别人看我们是个属灵人。
We want display to everyone that we are a spiritual person.
所以我们把我们的斑点、皱纹、瑕疵啊，都把它包起来。
So then we hide all of the imperfections and blemishes in our lives.
希望得到别人的称赞。
In hopes that someone will praise us for our good.
弟兄姊妹，你如果有这样的一个心理，你错了，犯了大错误。
Brothers and sisters, if you have this mindset, you are completely wrong.
你不蒙拯救啊。
And you are unworthy of being saved.
所以今天有人挑剔我们。
So today, if someone were to criticize and inspect us,
是很难过的。
It hurts.
但是如果你明白，你感恩。
But if you truly understand, we should receive it with thankfulness.
因为没有一个人能看得见自己的。
Because there's no person who can truly examine
ourselves. 只有在我们旁边的人才明白我们的情况是怎样。
Only the person right next to us can truly understand our situation.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是一个很重要的点。
So brothers and sisters, this is a very important point.
如果你看见羔羊，
If we see the lamb,
你就懂得这个属灵的经历是什么回事。
You'll understand the spiritual lesson.
这对我们来讲是何等的恩典。
And this is a huge grace for us.
当然了，我要提醒啊。
But however, I want to remind everyone.
我们求主让我们还存个善良的意念，不要随便去挑剔。
We need to preserve that kindness within us and not criticize and judge others.
免得我们犯了另外一个错误，我们不像羔羊那么善良。
Otherwise, we will commit a wrong and not be like the lamb with a kind heart.
所以在羔羊这个形象里面，我们有很多的可以学习的东西。
So with this image of the lamb, there's so many lessons that we can learn.
我们再讲一个点。
I'll mention another point.
那么这个小小的羊羔呢，给我们感觉是很温柔的，是很顺服的。
This little lamb gives us the impression that he is very soft and gentle.
那么以赛亚书53章啊。
Isaiah 53.
先知特别这样形容。
And the prophet, specifically mentions that.
他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，他在剪毛的人手下默默无声。
That the lamb led to be slaughtered, was inspected by the shearer.
默默无声。Silence of the lamb, 这是一个重要的学习。
And, oh, as the lamb was led to be slaughtered, he was, silent. Or sheared, he was silent.
我们到澳洲去的时候，曾经是看他们去剪羊毛。
And when I was in Australia, I was, I took a tour and witnessed, the sheep getting sheared.
真的，在整个剪的过程中，它是一声都不发的。
And it's true that throughout the whole process, the lamb did not make a single noise.
所以这个羔羊它是一个柔软的性格。
So this lamb has a very soft and gentle character.
它顺服。
Complete obedience.
所以使徒们告诉我们。
And so the apostles tell us.
基督徒要学习服在神大能的手下。
That for Christians to live under this mighty hand of God.
我们知道一切的环境都是主安排的。
We know that all circumstances that we're in are under God's plan.
我们里面没有任何的抗拒。
And we have nothing and no one to be against.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个你只有心中有羔羊的形象，才能学这个功课。
We just need to have the image of the Lamb to learn these lessons.
啊，我们最后再讲一个点。
And I'll mention another point.
因为这只羔羊呢，它最至终的这个命运是被杀的。
And the main purpose of this lamb is to be slaughtered, to be slain.
意思说他要流血。
And it means that there has to be shedding of blood.
那么这个在新约圣经里面呢，主就告诉我们，这个是说明人需要舍己。
And in the New Testament to us, this speaks of the fact that we need self-denial.
因为那个血代表魂生命。
Because that blood represents the soul.Of our life.
所以这个羊把血流出来，就把它的魂生命流出去。
So this shedding of blood of the lamb means that it's the getting rid of the soul.
所以我们在十字架的经历里面，就是要把魂倒出去。
And in our spiritual experience, it is the pouring out of our souls, the getting rid of our souls.
这个我们过去对这个魂的这个经历曾经有过一些的讲论。
And we have spoken on.What the soul is in the past.
所以我在这里不详细的说明。
So I won't go into detail on that.
所以我就让弟兄姊妹我们能看见一件事情。
So I want brothers and sisters to see something.
你跟随羔羊。
When we follow the lamb.
你就很容易学习很多属灵的功课。
We can't help but learn some spiritual lessons.
所以一切事情发生的时候。
When something happens to us,
我们里面要有羔羊的形象。
We need to have the image of the lamb within us.
我觉得经过了这个西安特会之后啊。
I felt like after the WCCC this year,
这个羔羊的气氛在我们中间好像还不是太浓厚啊。
Feel that the thought of the lamb is not deeply rooted in us.
我本来很希望说是这个西安特会呢，那么像一个月节一样。
I was hoping that this WCCC would be like a Passover.
你知道，如果你在月结束来到以色列人中间呢
？And if the Passover came among the Israelites,
家家户户都在宰羊。
Every family was slaughtering lamb.
并且神呢是要叫他们用烤的羊 ，barbecue。
And every family was barbecuing the lamb.
啊。那你想想看，我们在美国一家在那里 barbecue， 哇，这个周围十几家人都闻到香味，对不对
？You know, here if we were to start the barbecue, all of our neighbors would smell the aroma.
如果家家户户都在那里烤羊啊
，If every family was roasting lamb，
哇，你中间到处都闻到你羊肉的香味。
You would smell the aroma of the roasting lamb everywhere.
但是很可惜啊。
But unfortunately,
我们这个西安特会结束了。
But after the WCCC,
弟兄姊妹，我们还闻到羊肉的香味吗
？Do we still smell the aroma of the lamb？
所以今天我们要在这里再次的和弟兄姊妹来强调这个。
So I wanted to re-emphasize this point.
这是在末后时代中神给我们最重要的启示。
In the end times, this is the most important revelation for us.
你可以从启示录第五章以后啊。
And in Revelation 5 and on.
你看见无论天上地下所有一切的事都跟羔羊有关系。
Regardless of the incidences in the sky or on the land, all things are are relating to the Lamb.
我们基督徒特别要明白一切属灵的事都跟羔羊有关。
And all spiritual things are directly related to the Lamb.
这就是为什么在启示录14章告诉我们我们需要跟随羔羊。
And this is why in Revelation 14 it says that we must follow the Lamb.
因为你只有跟随他你才能解决这些问题的。
Because only when we follow the Lamb can we, resolve our problem.
这是何等的恩典啊。
And this is grace.
感谢主。
And we thank God.
弟兄姊妹，让我们跟随一个羊羔很容易，对不对？
And to follow a lamb, this is easy.
但是那个结果是非常的这个丰富的。
But the result in following the lamb is truly abundant.
我想为了时间的缘故，我们不可能把这个启示录后面全部都讲。
And because of time, I can't go into the entire book of Revelation in detail.
我也提几个重点。
And I'll just mention a couple of important points.
让弟兄姊妹好好去思想。
And brothers and sisters can consider it.
那么第一个让我们看见。
And the first one that we see.
他让我们看见天上一个宝座。
We see that in the heavens there is a throne.
那么宝座中间站着被杀的羔羊。
And at the center of the throne,is the lamb that was slain.
这幅图画已经很清楚告诉我们他是一切的中心。
And this picture shows us that he is at the center of all things.
就下面发生所有一切的事情呢都是以他为中心的。
And all things that happen are happen with him at the very center.
所以在我们基督徒的生活里应该以他为中心。
So in our Christian life, the lamb needs to be at the center of our life.
教会的生活也是以他为中心。
And church life, he must be at the center.
一切的侍奉都是以他为中心。
And all of our service, he must be at the center.
所以被杀的羔羊必须站在中心的地位上。
The lamb that was slain must be at the center of
the throne. 然后我们看见他就揭开了神的七印。
Then we see that, the lamb opened up the seven seals.
那我们知道那个小书卷呢
And we know that the scroll.
一方面讲是指着神的所有权状。
We know that it represents the all of God's authority.
他的
sovereignty.
所有的权状，就好像你的房屋啊，你有一个这个所有权状一样，证明这个是你的。
Oh, deed.
那么弟兄姊妹听英文的明白了哈，这个主呢首先呢把这个所有权拿回来。
So, the lamb had the authority to claim all of this.
因为这个关乎到神的产业，也关乎到我们的产业。
Because it has to do with the Lord's inheritance and our inheritance.
所以第一个是主把它全部把它 redeem, 统统把它赎回。
So the Lord redeemed everything.
但是另外一面来讲，这个书卷被解开。
But when this scroll was opened,
神的奥秘就被显示出来。
The mysteries, the secrets of God were revealed.
所以今天告诉我们，你要得到启示吗？
And today, if you want revelation,
你要跟随羔羊。
You have to follow the lamb.
只有羔羊能使我们明白神的奥秘。
Only the lamb can reveal all of the mysteries of God.
啊，这实在是太宝贵的一件事情。
And this is a very precious thing.
啊，我想我们也不能花太多时间解释。
And I can't, go into this in detail.
啊，那么第二个。
The second.
在第七章里面。
In, chapter 7.
我们看见你可以在神跟前、宝座前侍奉他，并且呢，得着主王权的牧养。
We can serve before him, but he is the great shepherd.
他牧养我们是用君王的权柄。
And he shepherds us with
the right of the king. The power of the king.
With the power of a king.
因为在这里主在牧养我们的时候他不是像普通的牧羊人呢他用他的王权权柄在牧养这是何等的牧养
He uses his kingship to shepherd us.
所以他把我们带到生命水的河那里
And then he leads us to the water of life.
他供应我们
And he supplies us.
还有他擦干我们所有一切的眼泪
And he wipes away all of our tears.
啊，跟随主啊，如果从来没有流过泪啊。
If you follow the Lord and you've never shed a tear,
说明我们跟随有点问题。
It speaks to the fact that we are following the Lord incorrectly.
真正跟随主的人是充满眼泪的。
One who follows the Lord is full of tears.
因为地上的光景并不容易。
Because the conditions of the world are not easy.
但是主可以用他的王权啊。来牧养我们，你看多么宝贵。
But the Lord can use His kingship to shepherd us.
啊，那么第三个点啊。
And the third point.
那么你跟随羔羊，我们才有征战得胜的经历。
When we follow the Lamb, that's when we can have victory.
我们在十三章里面可以看见。
In chapter 13, we can see.
这个地上的光景呢，已经成了一个兽的世界。
The condition of the world is the condition of the beast.
啊，那么他在那里形容这个野兽啊，它像豹子。
And as John was describing what this beast looks like, he said that it's like a leopard.
哦，我们知道这个豹子是一种很美丽的动物啊。
We know that the leopard is a very beautiful creature.
但是它非常的隐秘，非常的快速。
But the leopard is very quick.
所以一般来讲，这个形容是说明希腊的文化，当代希腊的文化。
And this is speaking of the original Greek.
其实呢，我们今天的这个整个世界都受希腊文化的影响。
And today all of our languages are based on the Greek.
所以青年的弟兄姊妹们要小心，这个东西很吸引人的。
So this.Oh, the Greek culture.
Yeah, Greek culture.
So this is something that is very attractive to us, so we need to be careful.
哇，你看我们现在用的很多电器的东西啊，那根源的东西都从哪里来的？
And all of the technology is
科学精神、
哲学精神、
philosophy 通通从希腊的文化来的。
All of the science, philosophy, and it has come from the Greek.
所以这个用豹子来形容。
And in the Bible, they use the leopard to describe this.
他也形容这个兽呢，像熊的脚。
And he also mentioned that this beast has feet like a bear.
我们知道那个熊是很沉重的一种的野兽，它那个脚踩下来的时候，那个非常的沉重。
And we know that the bear is a very heavy creature, so when it stomps down on you, it's...
我们能感觉活在今天这个世代里啊。
It weighs you down.
好像整个气氛都变得非常的沉重。
And we feel like all of the circumstances that we're in, weigh us down.
人的生活充满压力。
And our lives are full of burdens and pressures.
这个东西啊，现在不仅在整个社会上，进到每个家庭里，连学校里，连很多的事情上面都是这样。
And all of the worries of life weigh us down in the school, in our homes.
所以叫人活得非常辛苦啊。
So it makes life very difficult.
然后像狮子的口。
And it's also like this beast is also has the mouth of a lion.
大口的吞吃啊。
And it swallows things whole.
我想这些我都不需要太多形容。
And I don't need to go into detail.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
虽然这个世界已经变成野兽的一个世界。
And even though this world has become a world of the beast.
但是羔羊可以胜过它。
But the lamb can overcome the beast.
跟随羔羊的人也能够过得胜的生活。
And those who follow the lamb can also live a victorious life.
因为只有我们的主超越在一切环境之上。
Because only the Lord is in control of all things.
并且他对整个万有有审判的权柄。
And in all things he has the authority.
今天这个世界非常乱。
And today the world is very chaotic.
我们越来越感觉这个世界的秩序慢慢很难维持。
And all the conditions of the world now are not sustainable.
我相信你们看新闻人都知道。
And I think those who look at the news.
这个世界非常的混乱。
That this world is very chaotic.
很多人试图建立这个世界的秩序。
And a lot of people try to follow the ways of the world.
没有办法。
And we can't.
有的人甚至想小小的家庭里面的秩序想维持都很困难。
And some of us try to overcome the world and we can't, even within our families.
但是感谢主。 羔羊维持整个宇宙的秩序。
But we thank the Lord because the Lamb is in control of all things.
所以你看为什么在这里叫我们要跟随羔羊。
So why does it say here that we need to follow the Lamb wherever he goes?
你这样你才能进入才能有祝福。
Then we can, this is the only way to find blessing.
那么到了第十四章。
In chapter 14.
只有跟随羔羊的那班人能够跟羔羊一同站立锡安山。
Only those who follow the Lamb can stand with the Lamb on Mount Zion.
那里提到14万4千人。
And it mentions the 144,000.
它是有一个数目的。
There's this number.
所以求主给我们有够用的恩典，我们希望能有份于这个行列。
And we need the Lord's mercy that we can be included in this number.
锡安山代表神掌权的国度。
And Mount Zion represents the kingdom of God.
所以今天我们要进入神的国度，享受那个荣耀。
In order for us to enter into the kingdom of God and enjoy it,
能够成全神的旨意。
We need to fulfill his will.
必须跟随羔羊。
We need to follow the Lamb.
所以可见这羔羊的形象在我们里面，这是神给我们莫大的恩典，对不对？
So we can see that the image of the Lamb in us is truly grace.
所以希望从今天开始起，弟兄姊妹们，你里面每个人里面都有这个羔羊的形象。
So I hope that today and going forward, all of us can have the image of the Lamb in us.
到了第十九章。
And we go to, if we turn to chapter 19.
将来还有一个荣耀的时刻。
And there's a glorious, time.
被称作是羔羊的婚宴。
Which is the marriage of the Lamb.
我从很小的时候啊。
When I was young.
我就听见很多年长弟兄姊妹在说啊。
I heard a lot of the elderly brothers say this.
说将来呢，如果我们能参加那个羔羊的婚宴，就有福了。
That if we can take part in the marriage of the Lamb, then we will be blessed.
啊，因为那个时候我不太懂什么叫羔羊的婚宴，搞不清楚。
When I was young, I didn't understand what the marriage of the Lamb was.
但常常听见一些年长弟兄姊妹在说。
But I would always frequently hear.The older brothers say this.
就是我们这一生跟随主，将来能有份于那个羔羊的婚宴，那就值得了。
That if we can walk through the struggles of this life and then be able to participate in the wedding, the marriage of the Lamb, then we'll be blessed.
那么慢慢的，我们就开始有点领会。
Then slowly I was able to, understand this.
原来在神荣耀的计划里面。
That in God's glorious plan.
有一个婚宴在那里。
There is a wedding at the end.
弟兄姊妹们，这里告诉我们说，新妇需要自己准备好了。
And it even says that the bride has made herself ready.
我们常常听见弟兄姊妹在祷告。
We hear this, we hear many brothers and sisters pray.
主啊，求你使教会能装饰整齐，像新妇。
Lord, may you make the church like your bride and have her be ready.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们知道了怎么样装饰吗？
Do we know how to make ourselves ready?
我想今天啊，在座很多还没结婚的一些年轻的姊妹们呢，你的寄望有一天你做新娘的时候你要打扮，你可以知道你也去想你要怎么打扮，对不对？
I think for all the single ladies among us who are thinking about their wedding day, you already have a thought of how you're going to dress yourself.
那么你要做羔羊的新妇，你怎么打扮呢？
As the bride of the Lamb, how are you going to prepare yourself?
我们还记得将军在那喊说 Are you ready?
And we remember that during the conference, Brother Kong kept repeating himself, Are you ready?
那么怎么准备呢？
How do we make ourselves ready?
我想你如果里面有羔羊的形象，
That if we have the image of the Lamb in us,
就很简单了。
Then it'll be simple.
这个羔羊要结婚，当然娶的一定也是什么？也是羔羊，对吧？
So, the Lamb,In order to get married, the lamb will want to marry another lamb.
羔羊不可能跟狮子结婚啊。
The lamb cannot be married to a lion.
是吧？当然，你豺狼虎豹那更不行。如果今天表现的更不行，像老虎，像
So today, if we manifest ourselves as a lion or a wolf, then that can't be matched with a lamb.
所以呢,你今天就明白你怎样准备自己呢?
So today we need to consider how are we preparing ourselves.
主是羔羊,
the Lord is the Lamb.
你也必须变成羔羊,
so we need to become a Lamb as well.
所以只有具备有羔羊性情和性格的人,
only those who have the same character and nature of the Lamb.
他们有羔羊的气质的这般人,
those who have the same temperament as the Lamb can be married to the Lamb.
我想我已经用了最简单的话来说明这些。
And I've used very simple words to describe this.
我相信每个弟兄姊妹都听懂，对不对？
And I think that every brother and sister can understand this.
我没有用很深奥的一些属灵的原则来讲述这些东西。
And I didn't use any deep spiritual words to explain this.
因为主怜恤我们。
Because the Lord is merciful.
主真是巴望每个弟兄姊妹将来都能够有份于羔羊的婚宴。
That the Lord wants every single one of us to be able to participate in the marriage of the Lamb.
也许你说主啊，关于基督的那些深奥的思想，我们没办法领会。
Maybe you say, Lord, all those deep spiritual thoughts of Christ, I'm not able to understand.
那些原则我们也不知道怎么来运用。
All those principles, I don't know how to live those out practically.
神就借着约翰告诉我们,
and John, the Lord uses John
很简单啊,
to tell us that it's simple.
你只要做一个羔羊就行了。
All you have to be is a lamb.
容易吗?
Is that easy?
啊, 弟兄姊妹,容易吗? 还是有人摇头。 我想这圣经只是把最简单的路告诉我们啊。 如这么简单都还不行,那也没办法了。
This is the easiest way, but if we still can't understand that, then there's no other way.
难怪神要差遣圣灵住在我们里面啊。
So that's why the Lord sent the Holy Spirit.
因为我们实在对属灵的事情领悟的这个力量是很薄弱的。
Because what we have gained spiritually is just a little bit.
愿圣灵带我们进入这种光景。
And we need the Holy Spirit to lead us into this condition.
凡圣经在这里预言的事情将来是一定要应验的。
So all the things that are mentioned in the Bible, for sure, one day it will happen.
我们可以这样想象。
We can imagine.
现在可能天使已经在预备那个大婚宴了，已经开始。
That the angels in heaven are already making preparations for that marriage. And those of us living in the world today. And we are already at the door of the wedding chapel.
那么关键在哪里,能不能进得去,这是一个重要的点。
But whether we can go into the marriage is an important thing.
所以在不多的时候里面,
in a short amount of time,
愿主怜悯我们,
may God have mercy on us.
让我们里面有清楚羔羊的形象,
may God allow us to have a very clear image of
然后呢, 弟兄姊妹们, 我们在带圣灵的带领中学习成为神的羔羊。
Then with the help of the Spirit, may we learn the nature of the Lamb.
这个不需要花很多日子的。
We don't need to spend a lot of time.
从前你表现不像羔羊。
In the past, maybe what we have manifested was not the Lamb.
现在你像羔羊,
now you are like the Lamb.
你进入这个婚宴的机会就大大的增加了。
And the chances of you entering into that marriage increases greatly.
我是非常的渴望。
And I have a great desire.
我不知道你渴望不渴望。
I don't know if you have that desire.
啊, 弟兄姊妹,你渴望吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you have that desire?
愿主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
主已经把最简单的路摆给我们了。
God has already given us the most simple way.
是每个基督徒都可以做到的。
And every Christian, it's doable for every Christian.
不仅这样,
not only this,
到了启示录22章,
when we get to Revelation 22,
我们看见不仅被杀的羔羊在宝座上,
not only is the Lamb who is slain is on the throne.
所有蒙恩得救的人将来要与主一同作王。
But all of the believers will reign with him.
那么主的话已经很清楚告诉我们。
And the words of the Bible already clearly tell us.
这个能够坐在宝座上的是羔羊。
The one who can sit on the throne is the lamb.
所以你必须变成羔羊。
So we have to be a lamb.
所以这也很清楚告诉我们。
And this tells us clearly.
如果今生我们在几十年的里面，我们不能学羔羊的功课。
In the days of our life, if we're not able to learn the lessons of the Lamb,
那么神就要用一千年把你变成羔羊。
Then the Lord will use the millennium to a thousand years to make you into a lamb.
所以你不要看这羔羊的形象很简单的。
So don't belittle the image of the Lamb.
我们知道要变成羔羊，是需要跟随的。
In order to be a lamb, we need to follow the lamb.
你今生不愿意跟随。
If we are not willing to,
那么神就用千年来改变你。
Then the Lord will use those 1,000 years, the millennium.
因为神的旨意不改变。
Because the will of God will never
change. 我们感谢他。
And we thank God.
他爱我们，爱我们到底。
He loves us and loves us to the end.
他的选召没有后悔。
And his choosing us, he has no regret.
你终有一天变成羔羊。
And for sure, one day you will become a lamb.
所以还是劝大家早一点变成羔羊比较好。
So it's better that if we become a lamb earlier.
愿我们相互的激励。
Because the time that we have.
在这里一同来追求。
The time that we have together to pursue.
每一个弟兄姊妹。
Every brother and sister.
都成为羔羊的跟随者。
We are all those who are pursuing after being a lamb.
这是在圣经里面最末了所吹响的号筒。
And this is the most important revelation in the end time.
所以巴望主开我们里面的耳朵能听见这个声音。
So may God open up our ears so we can hear his voice.
所以在我们的生活里。
So in our lives.
我们应该认定一件事情。
We need to know one thing.
羔羊无论往哪里去我们都跟随。
And we need to know that wherever the lamb goes, that's where we go.
无论如何艰难,
no matter how difficult the road is,
活出羔羊的形象,
we live out the image of the lamb.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我想这是在末后时代中啊，主给我们一个重要的启示。
And this is an important revelation for us in the end times.
这也是我们基督徒在一起生活相互之间最重要的提醒。
And this is a reminder that we should be mutually reminding each other of.
所以我们希望从西岸特会到今天。
And I hope that from the West Coast Conference till today,
啊，从今天一直到主回来。
And from today till the day the Lord returns.
这个羔羊的形象在我们里面越过越清楚。
That the image of the Lamb in our lives becomes more and more clear.
让我们跟随的越来越紧密。
That we can follow him more closely.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
除此之外。
Aside from this.
没有别的路。
There's no other road.
你也无从准备起。
And there's no point in trying another way.
所以希望我们大家都准备好。
So I hope that all of us can be ready.
那么我们最后呢，我们再来唱那首诗歌1021首。
Lastly, we'll sing one more song.
借这首诗歌也提醒我们一下。
So hymn 1021.
请大家起立吧。
Can we all stand and sing?
1021首。
1021.
我们大家一起来唱。
And let's sing this together.
唱完之后呢，我想我们同声在主面前有点祷告。
And after we sing this, may we all have some prayer together.
完了之后呢，我们也开放一点时间给一些弟兄姊妹可以自由的用简短的祷告带着我们来祷告。
And then we'll open up the time for some short prayers if you're led by the Spirit.
来 Worthy is the Lamb to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor, blessing and honor and glory and dominion.
one more time.
Worthy is the Lamb to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor, blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever.
Let's bow with some prayer.
主, 我们满心地感谢你。
Lord, we're full of thanksgiving.
你是伟大的神。
You are a great God.
天地都容不下你。
And the world, the universe cannot, is all under your control.
你的智慧能力都是无限的。
And your wisdom and your knowledge is limitless.
但是你却愿意降卑你的自己。
But yet you were willing to humble yourself.
你却用一个小小的羔羊作为你的形象。
And you use this tiny little lamb to be your image.
因为你体恤我们。
Because you have considered us.
因为你知道我们非常的微小。
And you know how small we are.
我们对属灵的事、属天的事所能领会的太有限。
And we're so limited in our understanding of spiritual things.
我们要活出你的形象也不容易。
And to live out your image, it's not easy.
所以你把羔羊的形象摆在我们里面。
So you've given us the image of the Lamb.
我们的主啊。
Our God.
我们求你不仅对我们的心说话。
May you not only speak to our hearts.
也求你借着圣灵。
But allow your Holy Spirit
把羔羊的形象刻画在我们的里面,
to carve the image of the Lamb in our hearts.
让它不仅成为宇宙的中心,
that he's not only the center of the universe,
也成为每个弟兄姊妹生活的中心,
but that he would be the center of every one of our lives.
我们一切的事都跟随羔羊,
in all things we would follow the Lamb.
无论我们遭遇什么,
no matter what comes our way,
无论环境怎样改变,
no matter how circumstances change,
让我们跟随羔羊,
may we follow the Lamb.
主啊, 我们求你, 用你怜悯的手握住每一个弟兄姊妹。
Lord, may you hold each one of us with your merciful hand.
但愿短暂年日的跟随,
that you would lead us in this short time that we have.
叫我们能得着永远的荣耀和喜乐,
so that we can enjoy a joy that is eternal.
把我们所有的人都有份于
that every single one of us would be able to enter the marriage of the Lamb.
主，我们知道你的话怎样说,
Lord, we know that whatever you speak, it will come to pass.
但愿没有一个人轻忽这一个,
that let no one overlook this.
其实我们忘记的时候,
and in moments where we forget this,
但愿圣灵也提醒我们,
allow your Holy Spirit to remind us.
主，我们愿意把自己更多交在你的恩手中。
Lord, we want to offer more of ourselves to you.
愿我们在地上的日子,
may the days that we have in the world,
成为一般羔羊的跟随者。
May we be ones who follow the Lamb.
主啊, 我们是你的羊群。
Lord, we are your flock.
愿我们在地上就能荣耀你。
And may we in this world glorify you.
谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在。
Thank you for being with us this morning.
我们再次恭敬地把敬拜归给你。
We once again want to dedicate all of our worship to you.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. Amen.